Well, the local best started in 2005. I was approached by Eric Holman, who started it back then, 10 years ago. It's our 10th year anniversary now. So, and he just had this idea where he was going to conduct a study, and he was going to take that study, and he was going to blast it to as many people as possible. And that study was who in Sioux Falls feel are the best businesses. So 10 years later, you know, we have a guide, a website that lets people make quick, informed decisions based on what other people think.
And voting is going on now, right?
Voting is going on right now. You can go to thelocalbest.com. And if you've never voted before, make sure you have your cell phone with you. That's how we verify it. But if you have, you just type in your email and your password, and you're good to go.
Okay. What are we voting on?
You're voting on your favorite places, your favorite businesses, whether it's the best place to go to get your oil changed, the best burger in town, the best chiropractor, dentist, eye doctor. It's a very thin layer of businesses that win, and people can go and vote in about 150, 160 different categories.
This includes everybody. There's not, I mean, it's not just folks that maybe buy advertising in the magazine.
Oh, no, not at all. People, we're targeting consumers with the vote, you bet. And it hits the Sioux Falls area, so if you're in the Sioux Falls area, you can go on to thelocalbest.com and you can vote. And really, that's what we want. We want as many opinions as possible.
You can vote, but can I also write a few little remarks down or no?
Well, the only thing that's similar to that is if it's a business that has not received votes before, you can write in the name of the business, but we do not really accept any opinions. We feel that the vote is your opinion.
Where do we go again?
Thelocalbest.com.
Okay, 18 days are up. Now what happens?
The first part of June, I'm going to say maybe June 10th-ish, the results will go live. So the winning businesses will go online and people can see who won. And then we meet with these winners. And then in October, after about 3 or 4 months of meeting with all the winners, we will publish the local best directory. We'll reprint 100,000 books. Those will hit every house. They'll hit about 200 different places around the city. And it's a yearly publication. So people in Sioux Falls have the website they can access when they're trying to find the best places to go. And they can also pick one up in their mailbox.
Any other categories that you've added or dropped?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, categories have kind of come and gone over the years. And the only way that we bring a category in is if during the voting process there's enough action as far as interest in a particular category. So categories, you know, they develop by consumers typing them in, saying, hey, we want this. And if there's enough people who are voting for that, then it warrants the category.
Is there one category that maybe stands out above all of them?
Man, that's a good question.
Restaurants or?
Yeah, you know, I think all of them are really good as far as the interest and the popularity. Service-based organizations are always great. You know, you need a plumber. Hey, exactly. You know, you need someone to build your house, build a deck. You know, people, I guess at the end of the day, most of the time when people make a decision, what they do is they ask somebody what they think. And really that's what the local best is. It's, you know, a few thousand opinions. And people can go here and make a good, informed decision.
And you see around town, local best signage, either on vehicles or in buildings.
Yeah, people are proud of that.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a thin layer, like I mentioned before, of businesses who win. And so those who do really, really promote it.
Yeah.
And they have a good time with it, which helps everybody involved.
Let's tell folks one more time. Where do we vote?
You go to thelocalbest.com.
And you have?
June 2nd at 11:59.